Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, ladies?
Hello, snake.
Hi, friend. It's comedy because you're not really ladies.
Yeah, I know. I'm laughing inside.
Supposedly. But everyone around here thinks you are.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Oh. So we had a good discussion last night that I incorporated my kids into, so you know it was clean, this morning. Because Matt asked me the question. We were talking about, like, definitive comedies, movie comedies, quotable comedies that stand the test of time from each generation. We all have them. We all live them. We all have ones that mean more to us than others. But has there been one, like, in the last 10 years?
No, bitch.
Okay.
And I reached out to my kids because they would know. They love comedies. But they couldn't come up with anything. Like, the last one they said that was quotable for their generation was Ted. And that was 2012. And,
okay.
And Ted's really, really funny, but yeah. I don't know if Ted is one of those tentpole comedies that we've talked about.
Yeah, because we were throwing out, like, Superbad and The Hangover, Anchorman, you know,
right.
American Pie, like, things like that were generational. They're like, okay, I've not seen comedy like this.
Right.
And it feels like the last one, whatever one of those, like, Superbad Hangovers that came out is the last one that you were like, okay, this is different.
When
and
was Ricky Bobby?
Probably 2009.
He was like 06.
06?
Okay. Yeah, there was like a
dude, Anchorman
window.
Was 04.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, what about no, This Is the End?
Okay, boy. My son brought up This Is the End.
That might be the last one.
That was 2013.
Okay, so that's 11 years ago. And that's even... That has all those dudes, obviously,
yeah.
That, you know, all the guys from that comedy generation, the Seth Rogans of the world. But I don't know if that is, like, as meaningful as, you know, the other ones that you mentioned, Matt. I don't know. It's weird. Like, it seems like they come around once every 10 years minimum.
Yeah, and you don't really.
And we've had a dearth.
I don't know what it would be that really jumps out as one that I would want to go back and watch. Many, like, I've probably seen Dumb and Dumber 50 times in my life. I've seen Anchorman who knows how many times. Superbad, Hangover, I've seen them multiple times. And some of the, like, This Is the End, I think I saw it once. And I was like, okay, you know, it's funny. But
right.
I don't know.
Hello. How about that ride in?
Yeah, no, and I don't see any comedies on the horizon just rolling to kind of break that. I mean, there may be one that comes out, but... Yeah, because we all have our preferences because you guys were yelling at me because I don't like Caddyshack or Spinal Tap or anything like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
And that's fine. It's just probably my quotable movies that I've known probably don't hit the radar for you guys like it hit for me also. So, you know, we all have different tastes. But
right.
No, you're right. You just think about that one that you go, oh, my gosh, every time it comes on, I got to watch it. And it's always older movies. It's always Coming to America, the first one.
Right.
You know, for me, like I said, Hollywood Shuffle is my favorite movie of all time that you may think it's okay, but it won't move the needle for you like it did for me.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that is weird that we haven't had that one comedy that hits. It feels like we're forgetting something.
I know.
But I can't grasp it.
How long would Donovan last in a water polo match before he drowned?
How deep is the pool?
It
would have to be like eight.
Like at least 10 feet because they tread water the entire time.
Well, then I won't last.
You can't touch the bottom.
I won't last a single possession.
You're just sunk at the bottom of the pool and they keep playing. this big black blob down at the bottom.
And I'm grabbing legs before I die.
Yeah, that's
foul
true.
As they're swimming by, whatever. No. Yeah, no, I'm out.
If you can't really swim, then I don't know that you could tread water.
No, I'm out.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't
treading
last
water.
All.
It's a beat.
Do you remember learning how to tread water when you learned how to swim?
Yeah, I did. I just haven't done it.
It's very awkward. It's an awkward thing, you know, but to see those dudes do that. Dude, those guys may be in better shape than anybody else in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Like what they do and the way that they, like when they raise up to throw a ball, like their legs lift their whole body up like 3 or 4 feet to fire the ball. Dude, it's crazy.
They're wrestling with each other and all that. It is.
I think that's the hardest part. Like treading water, you can do it for a while. I mean, if you have to tread water for like an hour straight, good luck.
Do you think they would
launching out of the water like that when you're treading and then getting your body to
like your core has got.
Hard,
I know.
Dude.
Will they allow me to wear a life jacket?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Floaties and a lot, and just the, but just the, like the white round tube around
yeah,
your. Around
yeah. Yeah.
Your
no,
belly.
I would like the ducky.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just in the middle of the ducky.
And they pass and it to you. Yay. And the pass to the duck. Duck shot. Yes.
God, it there would go. Be great to have one guy that couldn't swim that has to wear all the floaties and the little.
God, man. I think I would wear like three life jackets.
Donnie's wearing zinc on his nose, even though it's all inside.
And if you score, you could be, oh, quack, quack, whatever that guy would say.
Oh, suck a dick, quack, quack. Boy, you love that. I have to, I have to find you a couple of clips of him.
Oh, man.
Okay. What is this guy doing?
I don't know.
Can you please give us an honest assessment of the state of the Cowboys as of July 31st, 2024?
Well,
like, what are you doing?
I'll say
it's
this.
All day long.
They look really good.
They do. These practices have really opened my eyes.
I think they could go to the playoffs this year.
Yes.
That's your honest assessment?
Right. Yeah. As of July 31st.
Okay. I'm with that.
I saw Brian Anger practicing punting yesterday.
Yeah.
Watch out.
The man can punt.
Punting would great you rather, Ray Guy died this morning.
Thank you, DJ. Would you rather be the running back for a whole series of an NFL game or play 10 minutes of Olympic rugby?
I'll take the running back for a series. So
yeah,
because
you got pads on.
Because if they hand it to me three times, it's going to be third and 22, and then we can just punt, and I'm done.
Do you think you could get to the line of scrimmage?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a hole there, you could get to the line of scrimmage.
It would close up so quickly, and I'm so slow.
And if, but if they didn't know, like, I mean, they're not going to put 11 guys in the box.
Right,
because
right.
They're like, oh, this guy, he's a, we could even say he, you know, went to North Carolina, and he was an All-American running back, and here he is. And so.
It'd have to happen on the first carry, because the second carry, they'd see him.
Can,
see that first one?
And can just be, I wear a life jacket?
Yes.
And zinc.
Yes, then I'll do it.
Dude, rugby, like even, I've not seen the men's rugby, but I've obviously seen rugby played. The girls' rugby is so violent.
It's rough.
Holy crap, man.
It hurts, man. Rugby is not fun.
No.
When the USA played Australia, there was one Australian lady who got hurt, and she was lying on the turf, and they were almost still like all piling up on her because she was at the bottom, and she was hurt, and no one didn't even care.
Dude.
Just right there, I was like, this is not a sport for me.
My brother Chris played rugby at Texas, and he was...
Was that like a club sport there?
Yeah, and they would travel around and play and stuff, and he played... It's the return... It's not the official term, I forget what it is, but the guy that they were trying to get it to that's fast, that, you know, you're pitching around, and I went and saw a few of their... And it's just, I mean, it's so vicious. The one thing is, because your head's not protected... That the tackles are a lot safer because they're not trying to like lean in and hit you with their heads and stuff. But still, I saw a guy get his nose broken one time that was like, good God. And you could hear it.
Yeah.
Just get smacked in the face on accident. I mean, it's a violent sport.
We used to go watch. There was a local Dallas rugby team league. I don't know what it was.
The Jackals.
Maybe. I don't know. But they played at Glencoe Park over by our house. This is 20 some odd years ago. And we would walk over there and watch them play.
Yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon or whatever, go get a couple of beers and just sit there and watch them play. And it was so much fun. And they had huge crowds and scenes.
Rugby's
and girls. And yeah. Like
and those
people
dudes
are into
crazy.
It. They're insane.
And if like, you'd go drink with them. If you ever, I used to roll around.
Yeah, why? It's like stereotypical. They can drink more than
anyone.
Dude,
and they have these chants that they will chant when they're drinking that you can't repeat on the air. And these guys are nuts. They're insane.
Who would win in a fight to the death, a silverback gorilla or 10 coked up Mike Tysons in their prime?
I don't think you can beat a silverback gorilla.
No.
Because the gorilla, coke Mike Tyson would hit him. Gorilla would rip Tyson's arm off and then back fist him and his head would dislocate.
Like
then,
there is a number of
right. And
Mike
10,
Tyson's.
10 may be a nice number to give it. That gorilla will be very tired.
It's a monkey!
That will be
it's a gorilla.
I know, but it's 10. And they're going, it's not like it's one at a time like the movies. They all rush him, and then there'll be a point to where the gorilla
know,
may be subdued a bit. There is a number.
So strong.
It would rip
Think
Tyson's
about this.
Arms
Think
off
about this.
And
yes.
his head from his body.
Like a chimp. A chimp could rip your face off.
Right.
A chimp.
I'd like to see him try.
Okay.
I would.
But then a silverback gorilla is how many chimps?
10?
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. A little chimp could rip an arm off.
Right.
One of these things. Why are they so strong?
I don't know. Because their brains don't.
No, it has nothing to do with their brain and intelligence. They're just strong.
What
I
if
don't
you
know?
Buy a drink or something, and then you just kind of sit there and talk to it, and then you attack.
Yeah, you get them
like if
relaxed.
If the gorilla saw 10 Mike Tysons coked up, do you think it would immediately say attack? Or what if it's a nice one, and it says, "Hey, you have more coke?"
Okay, so can you knock out a gorilla? Like, is it without a dart? I mean, like, is it possible to hit a gorilla in the head hard enough to make it unconscious?
Do they have really sensitive testicles? Like, if you kicked it in the nuts, will it just go?
Do they hang
you like us?
Watch my nuts.
Are they as exposed as we think they would be?
Well, yeah, you would have to give, because that's what coked up Mike Tyson would go for first, is trying to kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, but then, like, to
Donnie's
point.
You'd have to give him a cod piece.
Does the gorilla go, and then he bends over, and then you got to knee him in the face. But, man, I think his jaw is so strong.
Would the gorilla's knees go together, and then the feet go out?
Understand how scared you would be if you were part of that conglomerate of 10 whoever.
Well, not if I'm coked up.
Well,
I would wait
for the other 9 to go first.
Because the gorilla doesn't know what's going on.
No.
And suddenly you walk into his encampment and you're like, oh, and he stands up and, you know, gets on like in a 3-point stance. And you're like, oh my God, man.
And I just say,
all right.
That'd be it for me.
I'm out.
Coked up Mike Tyson gets sober real fast.
Like, I make any more.
I'm out of here.
I scarface myself, man. Jeez.
All right. Thank you, Corby. Thank you,
Pete.
We truly appreciate it. That's the Birdhouse for this week, live from Dallas Cowboys training camp.